Well, you've got conversations with my dummy by the nose, and that makes it our responsibility to amuse you for the next 20 minutes or so. And my name is Steve Charney, and we've got a good show for you. I always say that because, well, I don't put anything on this podcast that I don't think is good. We got Camille West doing The Candidate's Wife, and Harry's joined me.
Yeah, Steve. Well, I've never really left you, have I?
Well, I guess not, since we're sort of the same person.
Sort of?
Well, okay, we're the same person. Don't rub it in.
Right.
So what have you been doing lately?
I've been studying the history of sports.
Oh, that sounds very exciting. You want to take a trip to Cooperstown and see the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Steve, I'm not talking about modern history. I mean the evolution of sports. You know, a lot of sports didn't just start out so popular. They were developed, you know, as time went on. Trial and error and all that. People would try out a sport and see it wasn't working, and they drop it.
Really? Give me an example.
Basketball.
Basketball. That's a very popular sport.
Not ball. Bowl. Basketball. Originally, bowling and basketball were one sport with devastating results.
Really?
Yes, really. Imagine five guys, two aside, trying to move a bowling ball around the full court. Bouncing it was out of the question. They tried that initially, but the floor couldn't take it. Before you knew it, you're tripping over huge potholes, breaking your leg. So they had to make do with kicking and pushing. Now imagine trying to get that ball through a hoop 12 feet off the ground, right? Players were dropping like flies, I tell you, from sheer exhaustion. It was pitiful to watch. And the toes! Oh, man! Imagine how many toes were broken before people wised up.
I had no idea that basketball was once a sport.
This was in the early days, Steve. The early days. Now, what about base golf?
Never heard of it.
I'm not surprised. Base golf didn't last too long, but it's in the history books.
How did someone play base golf?
All right. The players hit a little white ball around bases with clubs. There were no holes back then, you know, only four bases. So they'd go around for hours on end looking for a hole for the ball to drop into. But there was no hole! People died of boredom out there! Unlike the exciting, fast-paced game of today's golf, this sport, base golf, was slow and tedious. For instance, look at this. You'd have to wait for the fellow ahead of you to finish his shot before you could go. And unlike today, where you have to be a real athlete to play golf, it was played by a lot of older men and women who were just using base golf as an excuse to walk around and chat. It was a sad game, Steve. Sad.
Wow.
Now take a look at handball. Did you know that developed out of a game called football?
The football that we know and love today.
Exactly. You see, handball players used to be football players, but they wised up. I'll tell you what I mean. Have you ever noticed how in handball, no one ever holds the ball except to serve? The purpose is to get rid of the ball as fast as possible. It comes to you, bang, you hit it away from you.
That's true.
In football, you don't try to get rid of it. You actually try to hold on to it. And what happens?
What?
11 burly men jump on you and wrestle you to the ground.
True. Sounds awful.
It is. If you knew that 11 hairy monsters were waiting in the wings to throw you to the ground and pounce on you, what would you do with that ball?
Try to get rid of it.
Exactly. Any intelligent person would do that. It got to a point where as soon as someone saw the ball coming to him, he'd slap it away. Not me! He'd scream and he'd fall on the ground covering his head. Well, no one was going to let them get away that easily. So they built a wall, made the ball round, so when you hit the ball away, it would always come back to you. That's why handball players are always slapping the ball away. Get it away from me! They're thinking, they're frightened of the day when they won't be able to slap the ball away. And 11 250-pound gorillas are going to come out of nowhere, and they're going to stomp on them.
Mary had a billy goat. Billy goat, billy goat. Mary had a billy goat.
And he was lined with zinc.
He followed her to school one day, school one day, school one day. He followed her to school one day
and drank a pint of mink.
Now once he ate a garbage can, garbage can, garbage can. Once he ate a garbage can
and then a load of shirts.
The shirts could do no harm inside, harm inside, harm inside. Shirts could do no harm inside,
but the garbage can.
Oh, whoop-dee-doo-dee-doo-dun-day, doo-dun-day, doo-dun-day. Whoop-dee-doo-dee-doo-dun-day, doo-dee-doo-dun-day. The can was filled with dynamite, dynamite, dynamite. The can was filled with dynamite, which
Mary thought was cheese.
He brushed against poor Mary's leg, Mary's leg, Mary's leg. He brushed against poor Mary's leg,
his distress to ease.
There was a flash of girl and goat, girl and goat, girl and goat. There was a flash of girl and goat,
and they were no more seen.
Poor Mary sold her, heaven went, heaven went, heaven went. Poor Mary sold her, heaven went,
and Billy went to
whoops-dee-doo-dee-doo-dun-dee-doo-dun-dee-doo-dun-dee. Whoops-dee-doo-dee-doo-dun-dee,
he went the other way.
Whoops-dee-doo-dee-doo-dun-dee-doo-dun-dee-doo. Whoops-dee-doo-dee-doo-dun-dee,
he went the other way.
Harry's been studying the history of sports. Well, quite interesting. Many of the sports we play today have actually evolved into something more suitable. For instance, they used to play basketball, you know, where they used a bowling ball instead of a basketball. No wonder it never caught on.
Or baseball, Steve. They played for days looking for a hole for the ball to land in. But there was no hole. Only four bases in an outfield. It was frustrating. I don't have to tell you. Then there was water soccer.
And what was water soccer?
It was played exactly like soccer, except on the water.
Whoa. How did the players breathe?
No, Steve. Players were only at water up to their bellies. If you think it's easy to play on a regulation soccer field, kicking a ball underwater, you got another thing coming. Players would get 10 feet, sink from exhaustion. Luckily, they had to wear life jackets or they would have lost a lot more players. And if you ever do get to the goal, you still have to get it through the goalie. Now that was a game that separated the men from the fish.
They didn't let them play together?
Of course not. The fish had their own league. But as difficult as it was, I'd still rather play water soccer than the old way they played tennis.
How was that?
Oh, well, they called it tomato tennis back then. They didn't use tennis balls, Steve. They used, well, you guessed it, tomatoes.
Yikes.
Of course, no one wore tennis whites. They wore rain slickers. But even with the raincoats, it was still a messy, messy game. Trying to get a good volley, it was next to impossible. 2-3 times over the net and splat! That was that! Someone had to decide to slam? Well, I don't have to tell you! Oh yes, the game has evolved quite a bit since those primitive days when tomato tennis was king.
You know, I'm not sure I believe everything you're telling me.
Why not? I got it from the history books.
I wonder.
What possible motivation would I have to lie to you?
It's your nature.
That's a lie, and I'll prove it to you.
How?
See this tennis racket?
Yeah.
See this tomato?
Yeah.
Ow! You just squished me with that tomato! It's all over my shirt! See? That was tomato tennis.
Time for another commercial.
If you want to support this program, go to patreon.com/Steve Charney. That's P-A-T-R-E-O-N. And pledge $1 a month. Maybe less, maybe more. Anything will be helpful for me. And that's all I got to say. Patreon.com/Steve Charney. I could say it a dozen times, but all you got to do is rewind it if you didn't hear it properly. Thanks a lot.
Good morning.
Well, Harry's been talking the evolution of sports. You know, we ended when he tried to prove it to me that tennis was originally played with a tomato instead of a ball by hitting a tomato with a racket right at me.
Well, I was just showing you that it's possible.
I know it's possible. They just didn't do it.
Well, maybe they did and maybe they didn't. I think we should leave it to the listeners to decide.
They'll think you're nuts.
Ah, nut tennis. That came after.
What about table tennis? Did that evolve from something else?
Sure. Originally, it wasn't table tennis. It was chair tennis. Instead of hitting it over a table, they hit it over a chair. I don't have to tell you the problems that caused.
Yes, you do.
All right, more often than not, someone's grandmother was in that chair trying to watch television. Do you know how annoying that can be? You try to watch your soap opera, two people are hitting tomatoes over your head.
Tomatoes were used in chair tennis, too?
Why not? They were used in regular tennis. No one had the idea yet to use a regular ball. There were lots of tomatoes around, especially during the planting season. They were cheap, and if you got hungry, you just took a break and ate one.
So there's Grandma trying to watch her soap opera.
Right. She's sitting in curlers with a hairnet, and the tomatoes kept falling on her head. She's getting more and more upset. So she struggles to her feet. She says, this has to stop. Well, they see the hair net, and one of the players thinks, ah, net. We could use a net.
Who's a net?
That was Grandma's name, Grandma Net. So they rip the hair thing off of her head, set it up, and it makes a perfect net. Only since Grandma won't get out of the chair, they have to move it out of the table. The rest is history.
You know, what about the paddles?
Well, originally they used fly swatters or spatulas, whatever they had lying around the house. It was only later that paddles became regulation.
Well, I guess it sort of makes sense.
Of course it does. As much sense as anything else on this program. Now, boxing, that was an interesting evolvement.
You mean they didn't always just box?
No. Originally they started with telepathic boxing. You try to knock each other out using the power of your mind instead of your fists. Oh, it was quite interesting. Two contenders would sit across from each other, and they'd concentrate sometimes for hours, till one keeled over onto the floor.
From a mental hit to the head?
No, usually he just went to sleep. It was hard to prove what finally knocked him out. Sometimes he just knocked himself out from all that mental effort. That's why the sport didn't last too long like that. Wasn't until Big Joe Biloxi fought Killer Sam Finkel that fists were used. Big Joe didn't like what Sam was sending him telepathically, so he got up and hit him. Sam hit back. The rest is history.
Not my history. Not the listener's history. Not anyone's history but yours, it seems.
I got this from a very reliable book.
Let's see that book.
It's right here, Steve. The History of Sports by I Am Kidding. Steve, I've been bamboozled!
The campaign trail is dreary from Lake Tahoe to Lake Erie, and the days are long and weary. Still I'm perky, warm, cheery. Clearly it's no easy kind of life. Yeah, it's hard to be the candidate's wife. I tell you, Woman's Day did a piece on me about how I raise my family. Says, whoa, how she slays while he's kissing the hand, shaking the babes. Time, Newsweek, People, and Life. Wanna know about the candidate's wife? Oh, someone in the press said the wives of politicians are anti-feminist. Words like that, they really make me
wish I had a comment that my husband would approve.
Oh, keep smiling, story of my life. Yeah, it's hard to be the candidate's wife. Bet you thought it was all gonna be swimming pools, movie stars.
You think he's getting lucky out stomping in Kentucky, huh?
But he calls me his little running mate. Oh, his little running mate. I hate that. Hail to the chief and the man who stands beside her. It's tough, but I can take it. After all, I've seen him naked. I'm still his biggest fan. Stand by my man. When his rhetoric's so thick you need a knife. No, I can cut through it. I'm the candidate's wife. Yeah, you get 4 to 8, but I get life. It's hard to be the candidates. I hope that you appreciate that it's hard to be the candidates. Why? Don't dab-a-dee-ba-dab-a-dee-dum-dum.
I'll tell you, Harry now realizes that the book he's been reading, The History of Sports, is fake. When you understand who wrote it, you realize that it's all a fiction.
The author is I Am Kidding, and he certainly is.
I think I once read a book by his brother, You Are Kidding.
Is he related to the famous Am I Kidding?
No, but he's related to D.P. Kidding.
Oh, that's not funny.
Sorry, I was just kidding.
I've been reading the book anyway. This chapter on water hockey was so interesting, too. I thought it really happened.
What's water hockey?
Well, I don't know if you know this. But ice hockey was developed down in the Caribbean.
But there's no ice down in the Caribbean.
Exactly. That's why it didn't catch on too well. Imagine trying to skate on water. It was pathetic to watch, Steve. Every time they introduced the puck into the game, it really turned into a mess. Puck would sink right to the bottom of the ocean. They'd spend a half hour looking for it. Imagine all these guys in heavy padding, sweating like pigs because of the heat on St. Thomas, trying to ice skate on water with these sticks that kept getting waterlogged, looking for the puck that was on the ocean bottom. The whole thing was a fiasco.
Yeah, I can see that.
It wasn't until the game was transported up to Canada, where the water froze, that the game made more sense.
I can see that.
And what about trampolining?
What about it?
Didn't start out jumping on elastic, you know.
It didn't?
No, someone had an aunt. Her name was Pauline. She was a tramp back in the 30s.
You mean a hobo?
Right. They called her Tramp Pauline. She'd come home after riding the boxcars, and all of her nieces and nephews were so glad to see her, they'd start jumping on her. They didn't get much bounce out of her, but, you know, it's fun anyway. That is so stupid! Talk to the author!
Who's the author again?
I am kidding!
I know you are.
Conversations with My Dummy is produced and written by me, Steve Charney. Today's podcast was written with the help of Kelly Kinyon, and I want to thank Camille West also for that excellent song, The Candidate's Wife's Rag. And please subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, TuneIn, Google Play. Visit my YouTube channel. Also, I have lots and lots and lots and lots of videos. And you can subscribe with patreon.com/Steve Charney. If you do that and give me a buck a month, I'll be forever grateful. Help out with this show. Website, stevecharney.com, where you'll have more information about me than you'll ever need or want. And on Facebook, search for Steve and Harry, Conversations with My Dummy. Okay?
Okay, Steve. And we got a joke.
Ooh, we have a joke. Okay. What's the joke?
Okay, this is a joke. Why are boogers such difficult diners?
I don't know why.
Because they're so picky.